went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We're back at it. Ooh, yes, the ever so popular Second Date Update.
Yes, we love Second Date Update, and we want to continue to hear what's going on out there, you know, with this dating scene. Because it's crazy.
I mean, what happened about going to the grocery store and meeting some, you know, awesome-looking dude in the aisle of the meat department?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Or, like, in a bar. You see somebody, you know, I mean, sitting right next to you across the bar. Oh, can I buy you a drink?
No, it's not reality anymore.
I miss that.
Well, this morning, we actually have Dylan on the phone. Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good.
We're good, my man.
Good.
Tell us, you're calling in because you had a great date with, what is her name?
Great date with Dana. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. A mutual friend of ours having game night, invited a bunch of people over, and we just hit it off. I mean, we both like these kind of, you know, trivia things, murder mysteries, you know, those you know, not just hanging out, but you have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
We hit it off. It was a perfect spot for us, and then we did great. And then, you know, decided to have dinner. Went to, you know, really romantic dinner at Naples 15. We talked. So we lost track of time, you know, talked so much. And then, bang, they're like, hey, you guys got to go. The restaurant's closing.
Oh, those are the best dates.
They are.
When you lose track of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, you know, we didn't want the night to end. So, you know, she came back to my place, you know, hung out, stayed the night, all that kind of stuff. Talked about second date, you know. I said I'd call, and guess what? I called.
Yeah.
Texted, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing. So, you know, she's busy. She says, call you back. Just that I hate the B word. Everyone's busy. Just stop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Wait a minute. Dana didn't call Dylan? Like,
I love it.
D&D, the double Ds.
Love that.
Like, hashtag.
That's right.
Wow. Well, gosh, it sounds like it went really nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything, though, that you can think of, like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done this, or I don't know. Was your place looking all crazy looking? Or
No. I'm tidy, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's just not, you know, it's not too tight. You know, there's always that, oh my gosh, this guy's so anal. No, there's a couple things around, but no, it's not a fix. Nothing. Like, you know, I've heard these things before, and it's just like, you know, nothing. I don't know why.
Huh.
And yeah, like, I've had some contact. You know, it's not like nothing. It's a tiny amount, but it's like a busy, you know, call you back, and she does. And it's like, come on, like, that's, no, I don't like that. So
right,
I can see that. I mean, don't string me along if you're not interested. Don't say, oh,
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I'm so busy. I'll call. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long has it been, Dylan, since the last time you had seen Dana?
Yeah.
How long has it been?
Yeah. Like, when did you guys go out?
Since the date?
A couple weeks or a week?
Yeah.
Couple
I
weeks.
Think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not too shabby.
No, that's not bad. No.
Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then we will call Ms. Dana and see why the heck she's not getting back to you, because it sounds like you guys had a great time. I mean, hell, she spent the night, right?
I know.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. We like it, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hopefully, we can score a second date between these double Ds, Dylan and Dana, coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are in the midst of a second date update with our boy, Dylan.
Oh, yeah. So Dylan is calling for a second date with Dana. They met through mutual friends. The friends was having like a game night or something, like trivia or something. And so they ended up having a romantic dinner at Naples 15. And then I guess they got kicked out of the restaurant because they were having so much fun. So they went to his place.
Mm.
She spent the night.
Yes, she did.
But he's been calling and texting. They even talked about a possible second date. But she's been really busy. She says she'll call back, but she doesn't.
Yeah. Hmm. So obviously, Dylan, you're like, okay, I just need to find out if you're really interested in me or not.
Yeah.
And that's why Tracy and I are going to call her right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I got nervous right there.
So. No, you'll be good.
You're going to be great.
We're your wing women.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dana?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Dana.
Hey.
She sounds like a very nice girl.
She sounds really nice.
This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Woo! Well, listen, Miss Dana, we are calling you because you have caught the eye of a very studly dude out here in Madison. I mean, heck, he's even got a name that's similar to yours. I mean, you met, through a mutual friend.
Yeah.
You enjoy doing some trivia together. Mm-hmm. Heck, you liked it so much, you even spent the night with him.
You surely did.
Do you remember Dylan?
Yeah.
Dylan.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, girl. So?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell us.
I did have a very nice time with him. And I did, yes, spend the night. It was very fun.
Good for you.
We love that.
Yeah, girl. Yes. Get some. Get it.
We're all about it.
I'm moving. I'm going to move soon. I'm leaving the city. So I just like had this, I don't know, revelation. I just like, I don't want to get in too deep with somebody because I'm literally on my way out.
Okay.
Like I don't, it just doesn't make sense to be trying to like date, right? Like I should hold off until I moved. I'm like, I'm doing like fresh start. I want to go to a new city and just like,
sure.
You know,
yeah,
clean I slate. I don't want to have more baggage than I already have. You know what I mean? So, like, why would I invest time and energy in a relationship? You know what I mean? And it, like, it went really well. Like, probably could have gone further, but, like, I don't want that. I don't, because he doesn't live in my new city. You know what I mean?
Oh, well.
Wow.
I guess that's understandable. I mean, if you're not going to be here, right, and you're moving, you know, you don't want to get emotionally attached.
Yeah.
But obviously he is already attached to you, girl.
Yeah, well, it's like not fair to him, right? Like,
right.
I'm on my way out.
Well, I'm glad that you said that because I think it is fair to him, though, that you actually let him know the reason why you're not getting back.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't have to tell him because he just overheard it. You are on second date update. So Dana, say hi to Dylan.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hello, moving girl.
Oh
God. Hello. Aww. Sorry.
Well, sorry. I know now what's happening and maybe could have brought it up, you know, on the date just because then I could kind of had more information to choose to let my heart get caught up with you or not. So that's
a bummer. Sorry. That's what I was kind of trying to do by just like, like enjoy our time. And then just like, I just like had basically cold feet after because I was like, oh no.
Just
cut ties. I'm really sorry. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, when are you actually moving?
Yeah, when are you moving?
Well, I mean, I haven't like sold my house yet and like figured out the exact, like, actually I'm super broke. So I'm trying to figure out how all that's going to work. And like, I want it to be soon. I'm like actively looking. So could be any time now. But I haven't gotten all my, you know, ducks in a row yet.
Sure.
Hey Dylan, listen, I don't know if you want to help me move eventually. We could like hang out until the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be totally willing to like spend some quality time with you if you want to, you know, give me a hand moving. I did have a great time with you. I did.
You know what? I'm going to say this. No thanks on that. No.
Dana, did you just say, listen, if you help me move because you're hard on cash, that you will continue to lay down with this man until the day of?
Quote unquote quality time.
That's some quality time.
I mean, listen,
girl,
I have to figure it out. I'm really stressed about the idea of like, and you know, good time is a good time. Uh-huh. So now all my cards are on the table. You know, I'm not sticking around, but like maybe we could have a good time and then you know,
well, that's not bad.
A little helping move,
Dylan.
No, I'm not. Yeah, there's plenty. I'm sure you can find some other free movers and spend quality time with them. So, you know, enjoy the move. Maybe next time, just a little more heads up, you know, on the front end of that you're leaving town.
Yeah.
So, you know, thanks a lot.
Well, obviously, there's no second date here.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. Yep. But you know what, Dylan? At least you know, and you can walk away knowing that you were a good time.
That's right. You were great. Everything was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I dodged a bullet with this one, so.
You might have dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. Dylan, thanks so much, man. We'll hopefully get you connected with another woman that lives here in Madison that will stick around, okay?
That's right.
That will not move and not tell you she's moving, so that'd be great. Thank
that's
you.
Right. There
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Carissa and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.